First and foremost, I want to dedicate the shir l'zeichem nishmas Yaakov Kovel HaKoyin ben Menachem Mendel, my grandfather's yahrzeit on Sunday, I believe. And I want to dedicate the l'zeichem nishmas. So, and it's interesting, just to briefly, a little caveat. I remember as a child when my mother and her sisters were cleaning out the house that they lived in Far Rockaway. And so everybody wanted a little piece of what my grandparents were about. And my grandfather was very famous, actually, in the Allgemeine Journal in 1948. My grandfather wrote the op-ed column. It wasn't really an op-ed column. It was a letter to the editor. And almost every week from, well, a little before the Medina was founded until after, he would have a column refuting the Allgemeine, I believe, was against the establishment of Medina Israel. He was for it, and going back and forth. It was very interesting. My Yiddish isn't so good, but my parents read it to me. One of the things that I found, remarkably, was a Dvar Torah that I would assume he wrote. I don't think it was my grandmother. And it was in Hebrew, and it spoke about this time that we're in. You know, there are two distinct, not psukim, but mimers that we know. Kol mesabel Yerushalayim zoche roi b'simchaso, v'kol mesabel al Yerushalayim zoche roi b'minyono, is what people say. Really, it's b'simchaso. So my grandfather asked, and obviously I don't have who said this exactly, but it's quoted, that why does it say zoche roi b'simchaso? He'll see it in the happiness. Why doesn't it say zoche roi b'minyono? A person who is mesabel, a person who truly has the wherewithal to have the proper avelus for Yerushalayim during this time, is going to be zocher, and he's going to uroya simchasa. So he's going to see a simcha. So obviously it means he's going to see the binyan desanes. But what he touched up is that the person who is only misabel, everybody's going to see the binyan. Everybody's going to have this chus of seeing the binyan des hamigdash. Meaning you could have somebody who never during the 3 weeks decides to get married. And they're not Sephardi. And all these different things. So they're still going to see the binyan beis hamikdash at the right time as long as they're alive at that time. But the simcha, the person who's going to have the true simcha, is the one who is mesabel. If we can compare it to that, we know that we could have this chus by Yom Kippur, that all of our averus become mitzvahs. Right? There's a Gemara that says this, that our averus can become mitzvahs. Right? In some cases, it could be a big plus for a lot of people. Our averus could become mitzvahs because we did so much tshuva that it becomes. So too over here, all the avelus that we did can become simcha. And this is why, as I mentioned briefly last night, this is why, quite possibly, there's all these shilas that we'll be discussing tonight. Why is it that you have a shila about movies? Why is it that you have a shila about music and shaving? The reason is because this is very mysterious, these halachas of the 3 weeks. Because the fact is that the 3 weeks is not actually something that's discussed so much in halacha, as we'll see. The halachas that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch are brought specifically about the 9 days, even more so Shavu Shechal Bo. This is the way the Sfaradim hold. The Sfaradim don't know from not getting married nowadays. They don't know from even not eating basar during the 9 days. They know Shavu Shechal Bo. And we have all these chumras. And it's important to understand what are chumras and what not are chumras so that we understand when there are time of need what a person should be doing and should not be doing. And that's why I wanted to discuss tonight. Not to necessarily bring all the heterim. I wanted to do it earlier rather than later, so that you can't see my beard come in, and you know how I hold the shaving. But we'll see the different inyanim that apply here. So first I want to discuss the shaving, Shiloh. So we know that there's an isser of haircuts. How do we know there's an isser of haircuts? Not so simple. But the Ramah comments, and the Ramah says, in number one in the Ramah, Aval Tisporet, he says that, but cutting of the hair, noagim lahachmir, miyudzayin the Talmud. So basically, the Ramah says this in a few places, specifically that of Tisporet and about getting married, that we are not like the Sfardim, we're not like the Shulchan Aruch, and we hold, obviously, the other Ashkenazic poskim hold this way as well, that when it comes to cutting of the hair, so, or when it says literally cutting, so maybe that means fingernails, as was pointed out, but we actually don't hold that way, and we'll see a possible riot for that. And therefore, we don't get haircuts. Everybody knows this halacha. So the question is, shaving? Are shaving considered haircuts? When the Shulchan Aruch says the word tisporet, to cut, is he talking about cutting of the hair? So seemingly it would appear that actually it is talking about shaving. Why? The reason is because as follows. we're told that there's different rayas that are brought. There's an interesting article, you could look online, it's available online, that was written in something called Daf HaKesher. Daf HaKesher is put out by Gush Etzion, and they put an article out in 5748 on Yom Yerushalayim, and that was about shaving during Sfiras Omer. He discussed, as everybody might know, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has a very notable heter. What's the heter of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? To shave b'chmot Shabbos. So that's what we're going to discuss in the third part of shaving. But what he discusses there is that really you cannot say that tisporet, that shaving is not tisporet. Because if you look by the Kohanim, the Gemaras and Tanis that discusses this, basically, everybody says that when we're talking about the Nazir, when we're talking about the Kohen, at different times they weren't able to cut their hair, it included shaving. So it's very difficult to come with the first hetter to say that that haircuts are haircuts and shaving is shaving. They're two separate things. That would be problematic. And many have come with that, brought a hetter like that. Even Rav Aaron Lichtenstein doesn't bring a hetter and says, it's partial that that's probably not the way that it is. He does point out that this is a mysterious halacha, in general, tisporet, because it is not quoted until the time of the Ramah. He said even one of the first codifiers of halacha, the Maris Giyitz, so he doesn't even mention it. He mentions about not getting married, but it's only mentioned later on. So we're probably very aware of the famous shita of the Rav when it comes to shaving specifically. That if people say in the name of the Rav held that you're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. And obviously there's going to be a difference, as I pointed out, shaving for work versus stam shaving, right? You have the yeshiva bachar. So this is the yeshiva bachar who's Baruch Hashem, he's not working, he's sitting and learning. So what does he have to shave for? So the Nefesh HaRav, also Rabbi Koningsberg Sefer, who discusses it on the Rav as well, brings a similar thing. And it's an important halacha to understand. He says as follows, in look at number 2, Sefer Nefesh HaRav. He says, the Avelis to Sfira. So first of all, foremost, generally, we'll see, Sfira and the 3 weeks go hand in hand. In fact, 3 weeks are probably more chamor, but for most sakes that we're going to be looking at tonight, Sfira, certainly if something's also by Sfira, Kaba Chomer is going to be also by the 3 weeks. Not necessarily if it's also by the 3 weeks, it's also by Sfira, but anytime we learn anything by Sfira, you know for sure it applies. So he says as follows, Rabbeinu Hizbir, Sheminat Avelis, right, the Yud Zayin B'Tamaz Ve'eleh, who b'chinas avelus shall yud beis chodesh, k'mo came to sphere as well. That the avelus of yudzayin b'tamos of shavasar b'tamos until rosh chodesh is considered avelus of rachmanu l'san, a person who is in avelus. What does that mean? Ushu shalchalbo and the shu shalchalbo tishavav, or according to the minhag of the Ramah, what we hold according to rosh chodesh is considered shlosha. And tishavav gufo noagim dine shiva, as we know. Right, and according to this Havana, Hayasover Shemutul Galeach B'Yemei Asfila Le'elo Hamegalchem B'Chol Yom B'Chein Miyudzayin B'Tamaz V'Yad Rosh Chodesh. This is a very important halacha, and the halacha is that the Rav held, and this is a unique svara, that our avelus is not only similar but exactly like the avelus of the Yud Beis Chodesh. Now that we're in the 3 weeks, and the Yemei Sfira is exactly like the Yud Beis Chodesh. So it's an interesting halacha. A person has to know the halacha is by an avel. So Avol is really not allowed to, he's not allowed to shave, and he's not allowed to get a haircut during the entire year of Avelus. Oh, al tachidish. So what do we say? There's a heter, and that heter is ad sheyigaro bo chaveiro, that until his friend comes up to him and says, you look like a manuva b'rishus haTorah, that you look horrible, you need to, right, the famous heter. So there's a machlokes, whether it really means the person has to come up to him, or he's smart enough to know that after a certain amount of time, that's what it is. So this applies to shaving, and this applies clearly to getting a haircut as well. So the Shaila asks, is this shloshim? So we know that nowadays we hold that after shloshim in general, even if a person got a haircut, if a person got a haircut, mamish the day before the kavura, and he's an amazing guy, the guy doesn't grow hair for 3 months, so he still has the heter probably to get the haircut, it's not a problem. And because of that heter, the Rav says, so then you should be able to shave as well. And nowadays, as he points out, Rav Shechter points out, nowadays that people mamish shave every single day, and when you don't shave for a day, generally, at least in my family, somebody will come over to you and say, what's going on, is everything okay? I mean, if it's not a Sunday, what's going on? It's not Shabbos, what's going on? It's not a 3 day yantar. What's going on, is everything okay? So, therefore, he gave the heter. The only problem is, and I asked different Rosh Yeshiva, from that learned by the Rav, they didn't want to commit to this, and that is that does he mamish say that everything is the same? Because on one hand, we might want to take this hefter and say you're allowed to shave now, but that might be problematic. Why? Because then we have to accept upon ourselves chumras of the year of Avelus. There might be some things that people don't do during the year of Avelus that we might be doing during the 3 weeks, right? And I mean, I could throw out many different things, but are we going to say that when it writes, we say that, should we go to a bris milah or not? So an avil and melah, many avilim don't go to the suda itself. So we're going to say that you're like a avil b'yubes chodesh. You can't go to the suda mitzvah. Are we going to say you shouldn't accept presents? Are we going to, all these different things? Is it going to be the same? So that's going to be difficult if we can really make the analogy mamish to the exact thing. And I'm not really sure that the Rav is going to go that far. But as far as shaving, it would be mutter. Many have quoted the name of the Rav that, however, when it comes to people where it doesn't really make a difference, meaning they don't care, it would be mutter. Nobody's going to say to you, you have to shave every day, right? This might be different from the Rav Shita, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Shita as well, when it came to Chol HaMoed. By Chol HaMoed, they said, we know the Gemara says that it's usher to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because Shema, a person is going to postpone his shaving on Erev Yontif, L'chavad Yontif, and going to say, you know what, I have all of Chol HaMoed, I'm going to do it then. So the Rav said it doesn't apply today, because everybody shaves every single day. And therefore, not only should you shave during Chol HaMoed, it's a mitzvah to shave every single day, L'chavad, the Yontif. So it's not going to be the same here, we're going to say you have to. No, if a person doesn't want it, he's a Shiva Bachar. No, he always goes, he never shaves. So what are you going to say, all of a sudden, we're not going to say you have to shave. I must tell over the story, I'm sure I told it over once here. So it's a true story about a bacher learning in Yeshivas Merkas Harav, Cook. And he had a very tremendous problem. He wasn't very fortunate in the dating world. And finally, he was set up with somebody he really wanted to be set up with, and he was very excited, and everything looked on paper, quote-unquote, on paper, everything looked great. And he was very excited, except for one very big problem. It was mamish in the middle of Sphira. And the guy looked like a manuvel, which was the Torah. But the Torah gave him heter to look like a manuvel. So he says, listen, I'm not such a good-looking guy as it is, so I really need to shave. So he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Avraham Shapira, and he explains to him his case and what he should do, and so on and so forth, and this heter, and, you know, hefsim neruba, whatever. So he thought back and forth, finally he says, okay, Nu, if you want to, you can shave. I'll give you the heter. So Nu, the bacher goes out, they have a great time. He's all happy, he comes back to the yeshiva the next day, he's happy. Oh, Nu, he calls the shatran says, listen, thank you very much, she had a great time, but she's not interested. This bacher's crying. This is the first time it actually went well. So he says, you know, just by the way, just to know, she's looking for someone a little bit firmer, someone who doesn't shave during Sefirah Sa'imer. So that was to teach this bacher. That's what she's looking for. She couldn't believe it. She opens the door and she sees this guy clean shaven during Sefirah Sa'imer. She can't believe it. She doesn't even want to have anything to do with him. So we have to be careful to know when. So here's the heter of the Rav. This is a quoted heter, and the riots that are brought by Rav Shachter to this are two. The first one he quotes in the name of the Prima Gadim. This would be a specific heter when it comes to a woman. So he says that he quotes the Prima Gadim, and he says that the raya is. I'm sorry, not the Prima Gadim. Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva Midivrei. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. Midivrei a Piskei Tshuva la Orachayim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Gimel Shekasa B'Shem. She was panamiris. The isha mutaris be tisparis mirosh chodes viadatanis. The ha yesh mutaris afilu biavelus lacha shiva. Ave de svirle. So this must be a raya that if she is allowed to, because in the case where her hair is too long and she's not able to cover her hair properly, it's mutter, because even during shiva we allow her to do it. So there must be a comparison here. I think that one of the better ones, the Rav Konigsberg quotes in the name of Shefla too, is the Taz. The Taz says, what about cutting your nails? Does tisparet mean literally cutting? Are you allowed to cut your nails during Sefirah Sa'imer? What's the answer? The answer is, we say yes, you're allowed to. So the Taz says you're allowed to, because you're only not allowed to, starting from Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because even Rav Akiva Eger says that even during Yud Beis Chodesh, a person is allowed to cut the nails. So Rav Shachter says, oh, you see here, the Taz brings a raya that this is like Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. So this is the most probably notable of one of saying, of someone saying you're allowed to shave the chlal. Other than that, the only blanket heter that might be given would be for work circumstances. And then he quotes the Rav, and it seems to me, from what I've seen, that many quotes the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein when it comes to the one in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Siman Kuf Beis, right? And that is a tshuva that says as follows in number 3 about shaving for work. He says, Hinei, im echad osek be'eze, be'eze mischal malacha, she'im lo yistaper as zikno, v'yimei hasfir v'yimei shebein yud zayin betamuz letishabav, yiyah lo hefse mamon, he's going to have a loss of money. Az mutter, ki lo nahagu b'makam hefsed. So we're not going to bring this chumra when there's a loss of money. About b'shu shechabo, he's more makbet. So basically, Rav Moshe says this. This is one of Rav Moshe's typical tshuvas, in a way, and the other way, it's one of his shortest tshuvas, in that he only says a few lines. I'm not sure what he's saying here. What does it mean, hefsed mamon? Right? So then this opens up a can of worms of what exactly are we talking about here? Are we mamish talking about you walk in and you're not clean shaven and your boss says to you why you're not clean shaven? You said, listen, I have this special thing for the temple 2,000 years ago and so forth. You're fired and that's it and you lose your job. Or is it not so machmir? Meaning we're not so machmir and we say no. He comes in and he goes, you know, I really don't like this. I mean, I can't fire you because that's against the law, but I really don't like this. So that could be hefsed mamon too. He might not consider you for. Many have grappled with this. Right? Tendler writes about this, about really what he meant. The problem is that many people don't look at the other tshuva, because it's maybe because it's not in Or HaChaim, but that's the one in Choshen Mishpat. And that's the number 4. When he discusses various shilas about work issues, he says, what about v'davar legalech bein ha-mitzarim, b'shvil avodasa? Hinei, im einu yachol leilech la'avodasa, kishe'enu migalech v'osho, right, ha-migalech. So this was a shila also about wearing a yarmulke, the galeh kadei shelo yivsei, the im who rock v'shvil. But this is also kind of the truth is hefsei mamon. He said basically the same thing, but he's a little bit more. If it's mamish for hefsei mamon, so yes, and if not, no. So many take from this. I've seen different achronim quote in the name of Moshe. The Moshe here is actually stricter in saying, listen, you better define what's going on. So for argument's sake, if a person works for Better Value Telecommunications, and his boss is sitting somewhere in Israel, so what heter does he have to, unless he wants to open the rug, so for work, he's not going to get fired, right? But it could be that if his boss comes in, it could be that if, a person has to understand the following. If a person has a heter, let's say he's meeting with Mr. Hussein, and Mr. Hussein's coming in, and he's very nervous that he's going to break the deal up, because Mr. Hussein's going to know that he's not, can't, whatever, so he shaves. That doesn't mean now the 3 weeks are over. He can continue. So this is the shadow that's discussed as follows. What happens if a person shaves for work? And now it comes to Fridays. So now he comes home from work on Friday. Should he shave the Chavit Shabbos or not? Or, let's say, he's taking a vacation during the 3 weeks. Terrible. I won't be giving share next week. And he takes a vacation. So now he's off for 3 days. So he always shaves during the 3 weeks during Sphere. He's always done that because he works. Should he shave for those 3 days or not? So if you're holding from this Heter of Moshe, clearly not. And clearly it would seem that when it comes to Fridays, you shouldn't shave on Fridays. And when it comes to Sunday, you shouldn't shave. When you need to shave, you should shave. And when you don't need to shave, you shouldn't shave. If there was a situation where your boss wasn't, you know your boss is not coming to work and there's nobody else of influence there, you shouldn't shave that day. That's for Moshe's Heter. Other than that, it's very difficult to find Heterim for this specific heter of shaving during the 3 weeks. Whether you hold from the Rav's chiddush about it being like the year of Avelos, and the year of Avelos we allow you to shave. So therefore, no. So many have said on the Rav, not many, I've heard some people say on the Rav, what about getting haircuts? And haircuts should be mutter too, because you're allowed to get haircuts. So that might not be so pasha, because haircuts, the truth is a machloikis, whether it's the first month or it's 3 months. There are those who actually, amazingly, don't get haircuts during the entire year of Avelos. Rav Nementhal, I remember when he was in Avelos, the Rav of the Old City, so he didn't get a haircut the entire year, right? But he used to wear a hat, so it's difficult to tell anyway, so it wasn't such a big deal. But that would answer up the Rav. So the question that we also know, many quoted in the name of Aaron Lichtenstein, is shaving l'chvot Shabbos. Is there a hat to shave l'chvot Shabbos? So So it appears to be, actually, that when it comes to Chavos Shabbos, you probably have a lot more Heterim than you might have thought of before. And I'm happy I was able to look into this, because I didn't think there was a leg to stand on. So first of all, in this article that is attributed to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, so he says as follows, the Gemara that says in the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis on Daf Chavtes first discusses about the following case. This is a very interesting case. It applies very often. The case is that what happens if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, right? It happens. Tisha B'Av can't be on Shabbos. I'm sorry. Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, and it's Nidcha to Sunday. It can be Nidcha to Sunday, right? It's Nidcha to Sunday. So now, you want to get stuff ready for Lichvot Shabbos. The Gemara actually discusses where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so whatever. And so now you want to get ready. So it says that you're allowed to wash, and you're allowed to cut your hair, Tisporeth, is allowed even on Thursday Lichvot Shabbos. And Rashi says, this is a case when, specifically Rashi says, it's a case when it's on, when Tisha B'Av would be on Shabbos. The question is, what's the heter here? The Gemara says the heter is Lichvot Shabbos. Lichvot Shabbos, we suspend everything and we allow you to get haircuts. Again, this goes back to the time where in the Gemara, Tisporeth, cutting your hair and washing, that was only something of the 9 days. So the 9 days, you have one Shabbos that comes in between, and on that Shabbos, Shavuah Shachalbo, so if you had a Shabbos there, so then, no, they held that you're allowed to Lichvot Shabbos. In fact, Tosfos, that's quoted here in the last few lines, quotes the different shitas here, but in where I underline says, Aval, Hecha, Dechal, Tisha B'Av, the Hey. What happens if Tisha B'Av is on Thursday itself? So now what's going to happen? This happens quite often. Tisha B'Av is on Thursday. What do we know the Heter is? And on Thursday night, after the fast, you're already allowed to do stuff with Chavot Shabbos. And if that means you can start the laundry, you can start doing things with Chavot Shabbos. But what does he say? Hey, B'Shabbos, he says, what would it be? With Mutter, L'Chavish, L'Safer, Mishatzos V'Eilech, Mishnei Chavot Shabbos. Hey, L'Chlachmer, Al-Er, Shabbos, V'Yitarech HaShabbos. That he says from Chatzos already, on Tisha B'Av itself, can you imagine? You can go out and you can get a haircut, L'Chavot Shabbos. You can get the shave already, L'Chavot Shabbos. So from here, it would be a raya that would apply, a definite raya, that a person is allowed to, L'Chavot Shabbos, because this is even a stricter case. So in the 3 weeks in on Sphira, how are we going to say that you're not allowed to do this? So the most notable is that Tosfos, many disagree with Tosfos. And in fact, the Or Zarua says this is not lahalacha. Lahalacha, we actually allow washing. We allow you to do laundry if you know you won't have time to do laundry. So some already say, actually, from Chatzos, it might be mutter. We generally don't hold that way because we know that as much laundry nebuch as we have, you're going to get through it probably by Shabbos. You're not really going to have a toyrus of Shabbos. But if in a case, a person lives in an apartment complex, and there's two washing machines, and one of them works, and one of them doesn't work, and everybody's from it, so in that case, maybe it would be mutter ready to start doing laundry from before the Chavot Shabbos, and that would be the raya. The other raya that he brings, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein admits that it might not be such a strong raya, and that is based on the Gemara that says, the Gemara is also in Tanis, that discusses whether or not when the Kohanim in the Maimed, in the Mishmar, when they were there, they weren't allowed to cut their hair. They weren't allowed to shave. So they said, though, if they had this Shemira on Thursday, they were allowed to cut their hair ready, L'Chavot Shabbos. So there you can say, simply, L'Chavot Shabbos has nothing to do with the Velus. It had to do with, they didn't want them to, the same kind of reason why we don't want people to cut their hair during Chol HaMoed. They should do it from before already. So that was the reason. That might not be. The problem is as well, not the problem, the other riots that have brought, I don't know why they don't bring these riots, because these I think are even better, is the Magen Avraham number 6 and the Bir Halacha number 7. The Magen Avraham number 6 says, in the underlying part, so he says that by Tisporeth, we know is generally usher. Afilu l'chovet Shabbos. V'niru li atam. The reason is why? It's because we are not ragil l'safir b'chol shavua. Because who gets a haircut every single week? New, if you're president of the United States, okay. But what does he say? So this is a riot to what? But shaving, a person does every single day. So if that's the Magen Avraham's reason why a person should be able to, this is why he makes the difference between the Or Zarua's indication of why it would be mutter to do laundry, because people do laundry very, very often. So, but when it comes to shaving, maybe this is a riot too. Yeah, you don't cut your hair every week, so maybe you couldn't get a haircut, but you should be able to shave. The second is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha discusses the Chovet Shabbos, This is a halacha that's quoted in right, so he quotes the Or Zarua. And in the end, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Chiddushot of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Hevia B'Shem, B'Shem, I'm sorry, Atisporeth, both of them, Shavim, Lahakel, that we should be Mekel. But the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not such a slouch. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger matured this even. So that's why it's quoted in the name of, that he thinks that it would be Mutter L'Chavot Shabbos. So if you don't want to hold, clearly he quotes his Shver, his father-in-law, who says that, you should be able to shave anyway. But if you don't like that Hector, or maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's a little bit different, because people can go more days without shaving. The Raya is that maybe you can. So we saw three different basic shitas, as we know. The majority view is that you shouldn't shave, in any case. But there are at least three different types of attainment based on three different situations. Now we're going to move towards, I think, the more difficult of the situations, which is music and movies. I'm going to start with movies. The reason I'm going to start with movies is because my joke is that this is not true. They went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and they asked Rav Moshe, is it mutter to go to movies during the 3 weeks? So what did Rav Moshe say? No, it's also. Thank you very much. The guy walked out and goes, oh, by the way, it's also during the 52 weeks too. Because it can't be, I may be wrong, if I haven't seen quoted anywhere, the Shiloh. Because it's not a Shiloh, it doesn't have a leg to stand on. Meaning, is it on the Dal Omer Shel Halacha? Is it even a Shiloh? The person who goes to the Rav and he asks the Rav the Shiloh, listen, he says, I'm going out on a date. And we're going to a bar, and it's not a very kosher bar, so I'm taking my yarmulke. So the question is, when I have the beer that's also not so kosher either, should I go like this or not? So the Rav says, that's not a shiloh. You're not asking me halachic shiloh. What are you doing in the bar? What are you having a non-kosher? It's not, so the shiloh would be over here. So if a person wants to see a mutter movie, so okay, so maybe in some cases. But many Rabbanim say you can't go to movies during the year, so difficult to ask the Shad. But I think if we can apply what is the halacha by music, then I think we can see whether that applies to movies and where it would go with movies. And when I'm talking about movies, I'm specifically talking about going to a movie theater and watching a movie. Not necessarily at home, which we think would be a difference. The halacha discusses as follows in number 8. We're not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to get married to women being oisim sudas erusin, aval la'ares belosim sudas mutter. You're allowed to get engaged. The alfilu b'tishav of atma mutter la'ares shloig dima acher. We're afraid that somebody's going to go ahead and chop up the woman. B'noagim, the Haggad says, the Ramah says, v'ogim l'hachmer she'ein nesuim yodayin v'tamuz v'eilef ad acher tishav. You're not allowed to get married from the 3 weeks. Right? We know this is halacha. The question is, what is the source of this halacha? The Mishnah Berurah discusses, even if it's going to be a wedding without music, still you're not allowed to get married because getting married is a simcha too. So the Mishnah Berurah infers that there's some simcha in music, but it doesn't discuss it specifically. The Magen Avraham discusses it specifically when he's talking about B'nir Ali, the Asr, La'asos Rikudim, Miyud Zayin B'tamos. Right, he's talking about doing circles and dancing and these types of things. This is something that's asur. The question is, what exactly is rikudim? What exactly is dancing? What exactly is singing? What are we talking about? Are we talking about music? So it seems to be that's for sure, that we're talking about singing and music. This is a very interesting halacha because we're really going to have to try to find out what exactly is going on here. There's nobody in Mefarish who says it's usher to listen to music during Sviyas Oymer. Meaning, in the early Achronim, for sure not. Because the Isser started off being you can't go to weddings, because wedding is a Sudas Mitzvah, and a Sudas Mitzvah is not appropriate during the 3 weeks of this kind. Obviously, we know other Sudas Mitzvahs are appropriate. And to have music and to have dancing, no, that's not appropriate for the 3 weeks. It's supposed to be in Avelis. But what about any other type of music, of live music? What about going to a jazz club? Would that be mutter? So, the first of the tshuvas that I'm going to quote is the tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak, of Dayan Weiss. Dayan Weiss, who was the Rav in England, and then moved to become the head of the Eidei Charedus in Eretz Yisrael, he, I think, has the strongest lashon on this inyan about listening to music during the 3 weeks. And that is as follows. Tshuva. Inei zeh, ein safek, dehaminag shalo lehisanig mikle zemer v'yemei hasvira, v'gadol koach haminag, ad yesh loymar, dinogea de iser de araisa, kemo neder. So he goes as far as to say that because all Tfusas Yisrael, everybody's accepted this, there's no question that nobody listens to live music, obviously we're talking about Ashkenazim right now, therefore it is like an Issa Daraisa, a nether that was accepted. Quoted in the name of the Ketam Sofer, that brings the Ran and Darim, we call him a Kabbal Olav Lasos Mitzvah, Havei Min HaTorah, Kidisiv, quotes even a Pasuk for this, and even if you did not accept it, the Gam Kabbalah Ta'avos Mechayiv Habanim, even though you didn't care, you don't want to follow it, but your father, whatever, you have to follow this. And that's what he basically brings. The interesting thing is, he brings a whole tshuva where he discusses this, that it's probably okay, you're not going to be loikin for this, we're not going to give a guy malchus if we find him in a going to an Avram Fried concert during Svira, which obviously won't happen. We're not going to give him malchus. And then what's interesting is, the last few lines of the tshuva read as this, and I don't understand it. The im came, ah, im yiyah minik zeh, shall iser klizemer b'yemei hasvira rak tosefes chumra. If it's just an added chumra, alam burba shulchan aruch, as the shulchan aruch seems to say, dai lano shelo lehatir mitam hanal, that it shouldn't be allowed because of these reasoning. So if it's, how can you say on one hand it's just an added chumra which is as high as a minug yisrael kedinu of an isur daraisa? I don't know how to put those two pieces together. Apparently, that's what he's saying. That would be, this would be, the Minchas Yosef would be absolutely unbelievable. Clearly, though, I must point out, because we haven't turned the page yet, we're talking about live music. We're talking about Klei Zemer. We're talking about Mamish music and probably listening to music, too, that's live. So, it's very difficult when you hear the word Issa Daraisa. So even if you're going to say, you know what, it's not an Issa Daraisa. Okay, so, if it is Darabanan, it's still bad. Question is, was this accepted as Torah this would be quite questionable if the Minchas Yosef is right. Listen, the fact is that when it comes to this Isser, or this Chumrah that we've accepted, many seem to say that it definitely applies to live music. Where it becomes questionable a little bit is what about taped music? So if you turn over the next slide, that's really where the discussion comes into play, and unfortunately it's not so much of a discussion, and I have a problem with it. So first of all, to discuss about music in general, just so you get an idea, kimat, all of the modern day tshuvas and the earlier tshuvas seem to say that this is explicitly, that listening to music is aser. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Egos Moshes we'll see, the Minchas Yosef as we saw, the Kinyan Torah, the Yechav Adas, the Mishnah Halachas, the Sheol Sutuas Az Nidvaru. Everyone seems to say Kima that this is Nisr. So where we want to come into play, obviously, is we have to ask ourselves one little question, which I forgot to mention. And that's in number 11. The Tshuva discussed in the name of Rav Moshe about this in Orachayim, Chelik Al, Simon, Kus Sadik Vav, that everybody quotes, has to quote the beginning of the Tshuva. The Tshuva's title is it mutter to listen to music Bizman Hazeh? There's a shiloh, a very serious shiloh, whether or not a person is actually allowed to listen to music after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Many of us might be aware that in Yerushalayim, in certain sections of Yerushalayim, specifically in the Chaimis Yerushalayim, people do not play live music except for two instruments. The drums, and I think the violin I forgot what the other one is. Definitely not a piano. And not a guitar. And there are some weddings that they hold from this Chumrah. We'll see this later on. So Rav Moshe discusses whether or not it's mutter. So first he discusses different types of music, and he discusses, listen, a person's going to listen to a Hasidic song, and he's going to get inspired. That's what I said a few weeks ago about Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We said that one of the reasons why we have Suki de Zimra, because when you come into Shemon Esrei, when you come into, you need to have a certain amount, a level of Simcha, that you're able to approach the Rabbonu Shalom. So we said that nowadays, maybe the Suki de Zimra doesn't do it. For some people, if they listen to an inspiring CD of an inspiring Chazan, or of Avram Fried, or of Mordechai Vadei, wherever it is, or the Chevra, so they might be so inspired that it might be good enough for us to say that this is something that's inspiring. So it's difficult to say that that's going to be us or Bizman Hazeh. I must say that, not that I'm so into the Jewish music welt, but I've heard Mipi Shmua from the Chevra, Shlita, you know, the Chevra is the in sync of our orthodoxy. So they have said that they've gotten more than one email, they've gotten more than one call, they've met with more than one person who has been makariv to Judaism 100% because of their music, right? And that, this isn't just to sell CDs. I have nothing to do with them except my son loves them. Why? They said because you have kids that were in, he gave one case, the kids in a Goyisha high school, and he doesn't like the Hasidish music, it doesn't sound appropriate to him. All of a sudden he listens to this music, it's pretty good music, right? It just happens to have Hebrew verses. He starts listening to it a little bit, and he doesn't understand what are the words, and he gets turned on like that. You don't know what it is. Okay, so for some people it's chillin' and kugel and it's a kishka, but for some people it's music. So what Moshe discusses basically that even the Rashi and the Tosfos discuss lo pligi, that it might be also, but mizvan is dead. So a chmitzvah is definitely in a wedding, it's definitely mutter outside of Yerushalayim, definitely. And then at the end, where I underline, it says vinei asfira liesh la'aser v'zmira dimana asla those that are matir, that even those that are matir the yom sfira, we said sfira is definitely like the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to listen to. You're not allowed to listen to music. So even if you hold on the heter, which almost every single person I know of holds on the heter, the only heter I don't know of is, interestingly enough, is that a number of months ago, I think it was actually during Pesach there was a concert in England where the Rabbanim came out, the Starker Rabbanim in England, saying it's usher to go to the concert. Why? It had nothing to do with Avram Fried, he got very upset. It wasn't because of Avram Fried, it was because people mingled during the concerts, and that's not appropriate. They didn't have separate seating. But nobody's going to say that you can't. But even if you hold, most people say you're allowed to go to concerts. So Rav Moshe said, you're not allowed to listen to this type of music. Fine. Rav Moshe also discusses in number 12, in Yerodea, in as follows. He says, "Uvidavish shemati kli shir b'yimei ha-sfira, yesh la'osr gam b'bayis, kishu b'atmo." So he discusses this as even a further chumrah, that if in your house, and he doesn't say here specifically talking about a tape, this is what we're going to discuss later on, some people say this is what Rav Moshe is talking about, if you're in your house by yourself, and you have, what's his name, Yo-Yo Man comes to your house, and he's going to play for you, so it's just bechidus, what's the big deal, that's also asur. He says it's also asur. Okay. So now we have to move on to the shiloh, I think, of the night. And that's the shiloh which many of us, at least I grapple with. And that's the shiloh of, what about tapes? Right? Okay, we don't have tapes nowadays. What about CDs? What about, so what's the halacha when it comes to that? So this was a shiloh that wasn't just thought up, right? It's in many tshuvas discusses. I want to discuss first number 13, the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg discusses. Shailas Hasheni, he is about the tape recorder and about the phonograph. About the, what do you call it? What's another word? Phonograph? Record player. Thank you. Record player. I don't know what it is, so I'm, so he says, he didn't discuss DVDs. Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. Maybe we come out with a tshuva about that. So he asked, is the dinim kedine, kezemer b'klei shir? The usher lashmer, is it mutter to listen to it? So he says that he thinks that there's a chilah. And we're going to make a chiluk between the two. What's the chiluk going to be? Oh, the chiluk is going to be as follows. Look at the chiluk. Hinei ledati yesh chiluk v'zeh. And what is the chiluk? One. Shira v'zimra d'puma zois ameret ma'she anosim eshmiya. So he's going to make two chiluk. And the first chiluk is, if you have a acapella group, you know, say lashon acapella. No, if you have the chevra's sphere mix. So that, they have that, no? And it's just them singing, they don't have any accompaniment. This is a very important tshuva, by the way. Those of you who listen to JM and the AM, knew, what the heck, I didn't know, I was discussing with someone, I didn't email them, but obviously they held like the Tzitz Eliezer, there's no question about it, right? That they hold that you can listen to music. This is what the heter is. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, the heter is that if it's just a tape, a CD, of a phonograph of somebody listening to just a person that's singing by himself, a chazan, that's mutter. But number two, when you add klei shir to it, when it's taped in front of a live studio audience, but it's a tape, that he thinks the chiluk, and that would be usher. Oh, That's what he says is Asr. The question is why? Why is it Asr? That's hard to say. So I believe that this is the reason.
Well, maybe it goes back to your original point about Simcha, that maybe music has some sort of Simcha.
Right, so maybe it's Achav V'Reyes. Right. Yeah, but the question is, though, the only problem I have with this is the way that we're going to take the Shaila. If you say that the Halakha only says that it's also to go to weddings, and we're saying that maybe it's also to go to weddings, maybe because they play music at weddings, and maybe it's also music at weddings is similar to any type of music, and any type of music is now similar to tape music. It's going a step very far. And in fact, if you look at, and if you're holding like we said in the beginning with the Rav, in Hilchos Avelos and Shin Tzadik Aleph, when it discusses Likanes Beit HaSimcha, so there he gives a lot of heterim where it would be mutter to go into to a Beit HaSimcha. If there's background music, different cases where it would be mutter. Each obviously should ask their Rav about different shilas. But even there it's not so necessarily makbid. So I think that this is the reason. This is what I think. I mean, he quotes this, but I think this is the reason why many of the Rabbanim got this. Look what it says. Look in the second paragraph, the underlined part. In Cain. Russer. Afilu Mashiro, the Azimra, he, right, even if it doesn't matter, so he's not sure whether or not Rav Moshe, when Rav Moshe came to his heter, whether he said it would be mutter or not. So I'm sorry, if you look now, go now down to the last part that's underlined. He quotes a sefer called Shlomo Chaim. And in Shlomo Chaim, he said that he asked Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Rav of Yushalayim, Im Minog Yushalayim Chal Gam Al Kli, right, if it would be also with a phonograph. Right, a gramophone. A gramophone. A lot of people have gramophones now. Right? I'm picturing gramophone is with a big, one of those big speakers before they had speakers. So he answered in a very short way, Vadai Gam Ze Bechlau, obviously Osir. So what Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld is a very important din. Listen to this. We said before that when it comes to Yerushalayim, when it comes to getting married in Yerushalayim, there are people who don't get married only with the drums and that other mysterious instrument. So the question is what? Oh, the question is, are you going to tell me that you can't listen to tape music? If you've ever been to bar mitzvahs before where they don't have a band and they just have a DJ and the DJ's playing, so many people, especially the grandmothers, turn around and they think it's live. Who's playing so loud? You think it's live music? It's the same thing. So Rav Yosef Chaim says it's 100% usher. It's like live music. So from there, and if I'm not mistaken, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank held this way as well. So if you're telling me that it's like live music, or it is like live music, so maybe that is why we would associate the two. And maybe that would be one of the only reasons I can see why you're going to make the similarity between the two and say you could also not listen, you should not listen to tape music. I must say that there are Rabbanim who I have spoken to, as recently as today, that say that even during Avelos, it should be mutter. Kal v'chomer during the 3 weeks in Sfirah, it should be mutter. However, please don't quote me. Because the problem is that when you have a Rav Moshe against you, when you have a Tzitzel Yezu, when you have a Rav Moshe Shturmach, the Yechabadat, so on and so forth, how can they come out and say? But if you, right, with all those people stacked up against them, forget about it. But on the other hand, what is the reason why it's usher? Is somewhat difficult. Clearly, if a person, I'm not going to bring the heter, but if a person is listening to music and he's inspired, he makes a special CD of only music of Rachim and music that has to do with Chorban Yerushalayim, I can't imagine how that should be problematic if he's mamish listening to it to understand what the Avelis is. So the question is about other music, with the other music. The question is, how can we go this far? Unfortunately, we don't have to go this far. Many Rabbanim have gone this far for us. But one should ask their local Orthodox Rav, even if he or she is in camp, maybe should ask the Shaila whether or not, because it's not so pashut that everybody says that it's awesome. So just to end off, the two tshuvas, Rav Moshe Shturmbach and Moedim Mizmanim asked this question, Le'isir Kleishir Afilu in the wedding, Kol Hashana, in the Mikdash. Why? Because the Chumrah is the Mikdash Muto Lefanov, and the Beis Elokeinu is right in front of us, and we're going to sing and dance with regular music that can't be in Yerushalayim. So Afilu, even listening to a tape recorder, he's got a different spelling, a longer spelling. And then he quotes the Lekat Yosher, which says that during the 3 weeks, he, in his house, he must have had a happy house, They didn't even say Zmirah Shabbos. He held that the Azavelus can be on Shabbos too. And he ends off that says Bimei Asfira. This is what I was pointing out before in the last paragraph. Aval Bimei Asfira. It's a little bit different than that we're going to say by the 3 weeks. And to understand why, look at source number 15. Uvam la'achar, this is Ravad Yosef. So he says, la'achar, he says, yesh chilek gadol, ben yumei chodesh av, because that's what they hold from chodesh av, but later on he'll say the 3 weeks as well. So ben yumei asfira, kiva chodesh av, what's chodesh av? This is the time of the Chorban Habayis. This is a zman ason for everybody. Zman shel ason klei la'am Yisrael mekod bichi l'doros, right? It wasn't just one thing that happened. Many things happened during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. It's not necessarily Avelus days, as the Ramban says. It's like Chol HaMoed. So you can't compare the two. He gives one case, Shechianu. Really, it should be mutter to say Shechianu, right? The joke is that people run out during Chol HaMoed, where it's probably Vaday Osir to buy clothes, so that they can't make a Shechianu during Sphere, where it's probably 100% mutter. So a person has to realize what a person is doing. Even during Sphira, even during now, the 3 weeks, ask yourself how usher it is in different cases. The fact is that we see, and this is I think what the bottom line is. The bottom line is, I think why people have added on all of these chumras, and we do so many different things to avoid forms of happiness, is really because of what we are missing. Because it used to be that when the Jews of the Alter Chaim, when they were being misavil for Yerushalayim, by them not being able to get married, by not marrying off a child during the 3 weeks, by not being able to shave, by not being able to get a haircut, that was avelus for them. And nowadays, I don't think it is avelus, because it's not a big deal. Everybody takes the shave before, the haircut before the 3 weeks. Everybody knows not to get married. There are weddings that are mamish 24 hours after Tisha B'Av or something like that. And people even get married on Erev Shavuot B'Tammuz. So we need more things to remind ourselves of what we're really missing. And with each generation passing, it mutter. And that's what I said. I think that applies as well. That the reason why, even though generally the halacha is very clear, that when it comes to avelus, any type of avelus, we generally say, divrei hamekelim be avelus, that we make it when it comes to avelus, we usually take the most lenient view. But when it comes to Avelus Yerushalayim, maybe we have to be machmir. We have to be machmir because we need to feel what we are missing. And we were talking to Hilchos Tefillah. We've been talking all these weeks about Hilchos Tefillah and the importance of Tefillah. One of the things we try to stretch is we don't have Karbonos today. Pesukei Dezimra is great and Shemoneh Esrei is great. But you know what? We're missing a lot not having it. And if that means that a person personally doesn't want to listen to tapes and doesn't want to go to movies and he doesn't want to watch TV and he doesn't... if that's going to help him, the person who never goes to movies and he says, how are you commemorating the 3 weeks? I don't go to movies. You never go to movies, so big deal. What's the difference to you? So if a person takes it upon himself and says, you know what? We know that this happens during the 9 days. There's always a call in the 9 days for the anti-Lashon Hara. Right? So Lashon Hara is also during the entire year too. Why the 9 days? We need to do something so that we can feel what's going on here. What are we doing? What's Avelus here? What's the Avelus? And if that means that a person feels more comfortable doing certain things, that's what a person should do. Okay, there is definitely a limit. A person can't, walk around in ripped clothes and sock on his head and say, this is my form of avelus. But that's, I think, why a lot of people have accepted these chumras. Because, kol ha-mis'avil al-yushalayim, zoicha roi v'simchasoy. We want to be able to see the simcha, but we realize that the only way that we can see the simcha is through doing true avelus. And unfortunately today, that avelus has to be more machmir. We have to be more machmir ourselves, because we need to find ways that we can truly, truly have the avelus so we can be zoicha to roye the simchas of the binyan beis hamikdash.